This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you season two of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
Hey, nice to have you with us. It's Wednesday. I always love when I see Billy Jocalone in the newsroom. That means we've reached midweek.
Oh, he's a Wednesday kind of guy?
He's a Wednesday. Yeah, he's off Monday and Tuesday. So nice to see him. Nice to have you. 25 after 5. I want to give you props, not for Caitlin Clark or Fanatics or any of that, but while you're usually wrong about the whole doubleheader thing in baseball, and sometimes wrong about sending runners, I do agree with you that in a lot of cases, send the guy. Make them make a play.
In baseball, right?
In baseball,
yes. Send the guy to the plate.
Send him. When you got a guy that the guy's on second and you get a clean base hit, unless the outfield is drawn in, unless the thing's hit, 150 miles off the bat and the guy barely gets to third, send the runner. Make them make a play.
Right, for as all these guys are professionals, and you would think that a guy in right field or left field or center field should be able to, as a professional, throw that ball on a line right to the catcher. A lot of times it doesn't happen.
Because it's got to be a very precise throw, and it is hard to do. Well, last night, Luis Rojas sent Giancarlo Stanton in the first inning or second inning, whatever it was.
He was on second base?
He was, and he was safe. He was safe on the throw home from left field, but my God, he was jogging again, Al.
I saw, you told me about this play, and I said, let me go look at this. He was casually going around the bases.
Like it's a Sunday stroll.
And he would have been out by.
Yeah. If the catcher catches the ball cleanly, he's out by 5 or 6, 7, 8, whatever it is. He's out.
Yeah, which is weird because it was a nice throw by the left fielder to the plate, and the catcher just dropped the ball.
I couldn't tell, and I didn't see a replay if it was a short hop, if he just dropped it. I don't know what the hell happened. All I know is he should have been out at the plate, and if he was, that would have been enough. Remember last year at Yankee Stadium when he was out by 10 feet, when he was just casually jogging around third?
It was a bad look.
I thought we were beyond all this when he lost all, I don't want to say all his muscle, but he trimmed down and got more flexible.
Yeah.
I didn't think that would be an issue. And I saw that last night. Like, what is he doing?
Yeah, that looked very strange.
My good. And then Aaron Judge, 0 for 4 again. I mean, the Yankees are fine. They're going to win a lot of games, but I don't know.
Well, here's what I've seen, Jerry. The Yankees are winless since John Sterling's retired. So
get him back. Get him here.
We need to get him here. Ton of sense situation.
They are. That is true. That is true.
They're not as bad, though, Jerry. I saw the White Sox.
Yeah, they're brutal. What, they won 2-3 games?
They're 2-14.
Yeah.
And they've been shut out 6 times.
Yeah, they're horrible.
They said, this has not happened, Jerry, to a Major League Baseball team since 1907, where through the first 16 games, they were shut out 6 times.
I will have at some point this morning, Ozzie Guillen. You remember Ozzie Guillen. Managed them to a World Series.
Yeah, I love Ozzie Guillen.
I believe he is on their pre- and post-game coverage. Boy, Marco, boy, he put a lot of stuff in today. Thank you, Marco. But some of it is Ozzie Guillen, who is basically just lighting them on fire for just, they have no offense. Like, they're terrible.
Were they supposed to be terrible?
They weren't supposed to be good.
Like you weren't expecting.
I don't know if they were supposed to be 2-14.
With 6 shutouts?
But no one picked them to do anything. I think where they are in the standings is probably where people thought they'd be, but not 2-14.
And
so
you're saying
this pathetic.
They are who we thought they were, Jerry.
For the most part. But, again, every major league team should at least be able to put a couple of runs on the board.
I would think so. At least a couple times.
They're apparently not able to do that.
Out of 16 games, 6 of those, they were able to put up 0 runs.
That's amazing. I mean
you've got to accidentally hit a home run.
You would think you'd run into one once in a while.
I mean, seeing all those John Sterling clips from yesterday, we watched Rick Camp hit a home run as a pitcher who looked like he didn't even know how to hold a bat when he went up there.
Yeah.
And he was able to hit a home run.
So they were rained out last night against the Royals. I'm going to give you
the Sox, White Sox?
Yes. So they've lost 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games in a row. I'm going to ask you for a couple of names. See if you have heard of any of these guys. I'm not even sure I have, to be quite honestly. Robbie Grossman.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, okay. Actually, I thought that would be the one you might know. Okay. He was from, played for the Rangers, I think the Twins. This guy, you know, Andrew Benintendi.
I have heard of that guy.
He was on the Yankees last year. Okay.
That would be why. Yep.
Their third guy is Andrew Vaughn. I don't know him. He's batting 172. And I should have mentioned that Benintendi's batting 159 and Grossman. Wow. So their first three batters, who should be three of your top hitters,
they got to get on base.
Grossman's batting 194, Benintendi 159, and Vaughn 172. Wow. Then you've got Gavin Sheets. You've heard of him, yes?
Nope.
Okay. Okay.
He's their cleanup hitter.
He's their cleanup hitter batting 270. This guy's like Babe Ruth batting 270. And then you've got, is this Luis Sosa? No, I don't know who this is. Lenine Sosa? Don't know who that is. He bats fifth. He's batting 179. Then there's someone by the name of Dominic Fletcher. He's their sixth hitter. Dominic Fletcher is hitting 250. Not terrible. Then you got a guy, I can't even pronounce his name, batting 217. And then how about this guy? You've heard of Martin Maldonado?
I have heard of that
guy. He's from Houston. He's batting 056. Oh, like a zero. Not 250, 056. Those are their top guys in the lineup. And then you've got their third baseman, Nicky Lopez, batting 130.
If I were to ask you off the top of your head, classic White Sox players, like when you think of the White Sox as a franchise.
Harold Baines.
What about Chet Lemon?
Who?
Chet Lemon.
Yeah, yeah.
Kirk Gibson. No, he was Tigers.
Frank Thomas. Yeah. I would give you Frank Thomas and Harold Baines. They come to mind immediately.
Yeah. Greg Luzinski played for the White Sox.
Sure.
But, boy, they're a franchise that just...
They did win a World Series with Ozzie Guillen, but you're right, not a whole lot. I mean, it really is a Cubs town, always has been. I mean, I don't think that's any secret. And it's not like the Cubs have been world beaters by winning World Series. But it outside looking in, it seems like the White Sox are what the Mets are to the Yankees, but worse.
They're like the Nets are to the Knicks.
That's probably a better example.
Nailed it.
Yeah. Like, to me, the Mets have and can take over the town. I don't know if the White Sox can do that.
Right.
I don't know.
Like, even in those... The White Sox got to be like when the Devils were winning Stanley Cups, people still were...
Ranger fans. Yeah, yeah.
That's what's happening to those guys.
That is true.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of old baseball, Jerry, Whitey Herzog passed away.
Yeah, and Carl Erskine. Tough day yesterday.
Who's Carl Erskine?
Brooklyn Dodgers from the 50s. He was a great player, great pitcher.
How old was he?
He was 97, I believe.
Nice.
96 or 97. And Whitey Herzog was, I thought Whitey Herzog was 92 when he was managing the Cardinals.
Correct. Right, if you would have said in 1983 when the Cardinals came to Shea, how old was Whitey Herzog? I'd have been like, 93.
I mean, my God, yeah.
He passed away at 92 yesterday.
Yeah.
That, to me, like, that is a, when I think of a baseball manager of the 80s, Whitey Herzog.
Sure.
Sparky Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
Davey Johnson.
What about the old Braves manager? I'm blanking on his name.
What was his name?
Eddie.
Bobby Cox.
Thank you. Bobby Cox.
That's a classic-looking
manager. Yeah.
Classic.
Yep.
Man, I miss a good classic
manager.
Lou Piniella, great one.
Lou Piniella was one as well.
Billy Martin.
Of course. Now you're getting into the fiery guys.
Yeah, fiery guys.
But yeah.
I like the fiery guys.
If I asked you who for the Mets, and you don't have to go back to the 60s. I'm not doing that. In our time, the most classic manager that they've had, would you say Buck? Even though it was only 2 years?
Not Davey Johnson?
I'm asking you. Would you say Davey Johnson?
Then I'd go Bobby Valentine.
Okay. Fair enough.
Just because he put that disguise on and I didn't know it was him in the dugout.
But that's not classic manager. Like, to me, Buck with the stupid warm-up top, the way he just, you know, had the short little steps walking out to the mound, like you knew he was also the guy in charge. Davey Johnson's a good one because they won. The only issue with that is I don't know how much control he had over that team.
That's fair, Jerry.
Like, you can make the case, and I think most Met fans would agree, they underachieved. They did win one, which was phenomenal, and the Met fans love it as much as you can love anything. They should have won more.
Yeah, well, listen, drugs will get in the way of that.
For sure, and it did. But I also don't know. You had guys punching guys in the face. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know how much control he had over the team. I felt like when Buck was here, he had control on the, even though they weren't great last year. And Bobby Valentine, I agree. Even the glass is a little weird, but I felt like he had control of the club as well. So maybe, yeah, I might go Bobby V over Davey Johnson, actually. Mm. I might.
Did a weird situation yesterday at Citi Field. I guess these, I know nothing about boxing.
I'm not interested in boxing.
This is not going to shock anyone. I don't think anybody really knows a lot about boxing.
And if you love boxing, good for you.
Hey, good for you.
That's great.
Two boxers, Davin Haney and Ryan Garcia. I guess they're going around doing
promotional stuff.
Promotional stuff. They were at the Empire State Building where they almost came to blows. They were pushing and shoving each other. Get the boxing match going right there at the Empire State Building. So they were set to throw out the first pitch in the Met game.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess once the Mets got word that these guys, as part of their publicity, when they're showing up at things, they start swinging at each other. The Mets were like, you know what? We're not going to do this. So they sent them away. They didn't let them throw out the first pitch. And I guess these are one or two of the guys, maybe Oscar De La Hoya is the promoter.
He is, and they offered him to throw out the first pitch.
Yeah, to which he said no.
Correct.
So that was a little, like, I guess, controversy, Jerry, surrounding these boxers.
I have.
And the New York Mets. Mets did the right thing. No one's really that interested in boxing.
No.
So to bring two guys in here and now going to throw fists at each other.
That you don't know what they're going to do. Plus, they had a camera crew, I believe, with them.
Right.
To me, I don't fault the Mets. I don't fault these guys for being upset. Quite frankly, don't care.
Don't care. You know who they should have got? Caitlin Clark.
Could you imagine?
Caitlin Clark out there, Jerry?
Here's a serious question. If the Yankees, I think, if they're not sold out, I think they've sold a lot of their tickets already for the season. The Mets clearly have not sold out. So let's use the Mets as the example. If the Mets were playing the Pirates, let's say next week, and they were home even though they'd be on the road. Let's say the Mets were playing the Pirates next week, Tuesday night, 7:10 game, Caitlin Clark throwing out the first pitch. How many more tickets do you think they sell? Or do they? It's really the first pitch. She's not playing. She's not going out there and putting on a shooting display.
She was batting third, Jerry. How many more tickets would they sell?
She's not batting third either.
Yeah, that's a very good question.
She would be honored by throwing out the first pitch. She would be in a suite. I'm sure they'd show her on a board. Do you think they sell more tickets?
They do sell more tickets.
Yeah, I think so, too. I don't know that they sell the building out. I'm not going to go crazy. But I agree. I think that more people will go.
Man, we got to get her everywhere, Jerry. We got to get her at Boomer and Geo Live.
Strike while the fire's hot, Al.
Yeah. Boomer and Geo Live in Jersey City, May 3rd. Let's get Caitlin Clark. Free throw shooting contest. All right. Me versus her.
Here's another serious
question.
From
downtown.
Indiana Sports Radio.
Yeah.
Are they talking more Pacers or more Fever? Not for the whole month, but I mean this week.
Pacers.
Yeah, I would agree with that, too, because they're in the playoffs.
Yeah. And we don't know what to say about the WNBA.
No, I don't either. This was more a Caitlin Clark thing.
Or Caitlin Clark.
That's why I said the Fever, because of her going there.
I saw people were also very upset about the paycheck that Caitlin Clark's going to be getting.
Caitlin Clark is making so much money off the court, she's fine. That said, when in fact she plays in the WNBA, if they start to generate ratings like her Iowa games did, guess what's going to happen? They'll get more TV money and the contracts will go up. Prior to this, this is not a knock. People get so upset when you say something negative about a certain sport, in this case, the WNBA. They don't get ratings. Now, when they do, they'll make more money. Guess what else doesn't get ratings? College baseball games. You know, college baseball players don't get nil money like college basketball and college football players. Why are they not upset? Like, if you don't watch, there's no money to pull from. Her and Angel Reese and this Cameron Brink, maybe next year the WNBA will set ratings records and they'll get a bigger contract. And guess what will happen to the salaries? They'll skyrocket. I mean, you can only go on what you've had in the past.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, I always said I understand the economics of the NFL. They get 20 million people watching a random game.
A bad game.
They sell a huge, it costs CBS and NBC a huge amount of money to air those games, and those games then make money.
Sure.
That I get. The baseball ones I don't get. I don't understand the baseball contracts, but other than a really rich dude owns the team and can pay whatever he wants. But this one, I do understand the economics of the WNBA.
And the same way
one.
You understand the economics of the NHL. Are they screaming that they don't make the same money the NBA guys do or football players do?
Yeah, I guess I don't understand the NBA one either, but I don't understand.
It's all TV.
Yeah, but I don't get why TV is paying so much.
And continues to pay more.
Yeah, like they're talking about the next NBA deal for like ESPN.
In the billions.
But yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
No, not when their ratings are. Now, they might do well on social media, and they do, but that's not watching the TV.
Correct.
Their TV numbers are not great.
Yeah.
I mean, are they bad? No, they're not like watching the White Sox and Tigers where 100,000 people might watch them, but those ratings stink. And then you see what happens when they go against the NFL on a Christmas day.
They get smacked down.
Tankathon. Yeah, exactly. All right, quick break, 5:40. Not a whole lot of time left. And then we got Boomer and Gio. A lot of time with them here on The Fan.